This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you got it all right there, baby. It doesn't matter who the host is. You are listening to the Rated R Safety Show, streaming to you live from the Safety FM studios in good old Orlando, Florida. We're also streaming via video, depending on where you're actually taking a view of us at. And that could be anywhere from safetyfm.com/VOD. Or you could actually be taking to a listen to us, like I said, on safetyfm.com. Or we could actually be coming to you on the podcast version, which means that you are taking a listen to us a little bit later. Anyways, today's Monday, April the 6th of 2020. Only the 97th day of the year and only 269 more days to go. Yeah, you got that right. Anyways, as we've been starting off the show over the last few weeks, because of everything that's going on, is that we've been starting it off with feature story news. So why do it any different than what we have in the past? So let's get you started.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Spain has seen its daily coronavirus deaths total fall for the fourth day in a row. 637 people died over the last 24-hour period, with the country's death toll over 13,000. Monday's figure, though, is the lowest in almost 2 weeks. The number of COVID-19 patients being treated in intensive care in Belgium has decreased for the first time. In a week, Belgium's more than doubled its testing capacity from 4,000 to 10,000 a day. But the country's been urged to stick with lockdown measures that may be extended from April the 19th. Lucy Hoff reports from FSN Brussels.
The figures show some signs of hope. Pressure is continuing in hospitals around Belgium, but for the first time, the number of people needing treatment in intensive care has fallen by four, as well as the number of people requiring ventilators. The death toll has risen by 185 to more than 1,600. On Sunday, the Belgian Prime Minister Sophie Wilmès gave a TV address, saying that whilst the figures were encouraging, the public must persevere with lockdown measures that may need to be extended further until May the 3rd. Brussels Airlines has postponed resuming flights until the 15th of May. Lucy Hoff, Brussels.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson is still very much in charge, UK government ministers claim, despite spending the night in hospital with coronavirus. He was taken to a London hospital on Sunday with persistent symptoms, including a temperature. He tested positive on the 27th of March. From London, Benji Hire.
The news came shortly after the Queen delivered a rallying message to the nation, stating the UK will succeed in its fight against the pandemic. Yet Britain will have to continue the battle without its Prime Minister in 10 Downing Street. His admission to hospital is said to only be a precautionary step taken on the advice of his doctor. He's now undergoing further tests. Boris Johnson's pregnant fiancée, Carrie Simmons, has also spent a week in bed with the main symptoms of the virus. US President Donald Trump and the newly elected leader of the opposition Labour Party, Sir Keir Starmer, both wish the Prime Minister well. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab is responsible for chairing coronavirus meetings in his absence. Benji Hire, London.
In South Korea, there's growing optimism the country is beating COVID-19. New infections continue to fall across the country in both the capital and harder-hit regions. Bruce Harrison reports from Seoul.
Seoul health officials say there were just 47 new cases on Monday. It's the first time the daily total has fallen below 50 since the first large outbreak here in late February. South Korea championed mass testing to curb the spread of COVID-19 cases. And now it's mass-producing test kits to ship to countries in need. The government, however, is still encouraging the public to wear masks and practice social distancing to prevent a possible resurgence.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self implode on our airwaves only on Safety FM.
Well, hopefully there'll be no self-imploding today. But anyways, I got a lot of information that I wanted to cover with you today because there has been some jacked up stuff going on over the last few days besides everything else that's going on, but just on how some people are handling some of the situations that are going on out there. Anyways, based on some of the derogatory remarks that I made last week, I was told that I probably should play this one next. So I'm going to play this before I actually get into the news. So we'll do this first.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's go into the shit that I like to talk about, and that's the news of what's going on the top of the hit list, and that's what we're going to start doing right now. So let's go from there. Anyways, as you just heard, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been hospitalized for 10 days after testing positive for the coronavirus. His symptoms still haven't subsided yet, as they like to say. He'll undergo tests as healthcare workers calculate next steps. So as you can see, and as you can hear, the different things that are actually going on inside of the world, so not anybody or everybody is immune to this bad boy, because that's been the other portion where people think that they're superheroes, and it doesn't really qualify to them. Because if you remember, for the longest period of time, he kept on referencing on how this was not going to have any kind of impact to him whatsoever.
Duh.
Anyways, that's something to think about. The other side that I want to mention real quick is I tend to forget this from time to time. Once again, we're able to see almost every single comment that you make, with the exception of if you're on Facebook. If you're on Facebook and you're actually going into our little chat box, I can't see you, just so you know. The other side that I want to reference real quick is that if you just go to the website safetyfm.com/VOD, we can actually see everything that's right there. So just go ahead and do that. That might be the easier way to do it. Just go ahead and load it up and we can actually see the little chat box and we'll get you rolling and molling right there inside of there and we can move.
Duh.
Anyways, a fire that started in a grassy overflow lot of rental cars at the Southwest Florida International Airport eventually spanned 15 acres and destroyed about 3,500 vehicles over the weekend. The blaze started Friday afternoon and continued overnight, taking, are you ready for this, over 18 hours to be extinguished. A spokesman for the FAA tells CNN no airport activity was disrupted, just so you know, information-wise. Anyways, okay, hold on. You have a boatload of domain names. That is not a domain name, my friends. Thanks for jumping in, but it is not a domain name. .com/VOD is not a domain name. But thank you. Thank you for the input. I really do appreciate it.
Duh.
Anyways, let's continue. Astronauts aboard the International Space Station have shared a video that shows how they work out while they're in isolation of space. The giant contraption uses vacuum tubes to create resistance for lifting weights and includes a couple of cardio options that astronauts can strap to themselves. They've been compared the results from small free weights. Well. So if you have some things that are up there that are suction available that you're actually doing for some resistance while you're there, I guess that might be something that's good for you if you're looking for that kind of suction machine while you're up in space and all by yourself, or when you're working out with a group of people, just depending on what you're looking for. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say there.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Anyways, Bill Gates is going big on investments to create coronavirus vaccine. He said that his foundation will spend billions to build factories for 7 companies that could disseminate the vaccine at scale while, let's see, accommodating only 1 to 2 eventually would be selected to be the one that would be approved. So he would be doing different ones and then take the one that would probably be the most prominent one and move it forward. I guess that's one way to look at it. But I don't know. If you're watching a lot of weird stuff and taking a look around on the things that are going on, did you see the big Bill Gates story that was put out by Anonymous? I think it was last week. It was very interesting, their approach on what they were saying and what they were taking and the way that they talked about Bill Gates. And, you know, you can take the conspiracy of Anonymous however you want. And I'm not saying it's a conspiracy theory. I'm just saying the conspiracy of what they're saying. Because a lot of people on 4chan, if you're big into that, would tell you one thing or the other. But you look at it anonymous as well and give you some information there. But it was all over the interwebs last week, especially really blending on social media. So if you do get a chance, take a listen to that one because I found it pretty interesting. Don't know if it's going to be appropriate for our little airwaves here. But it's something to take a look at it if you do get a chance because I think it might be worth your while to take a listen to. I think it's something that's pretty interesting. Anyways, after Ohio Hobby Lobby stores remained open despite mandate for closures, the company CEO announced that chain-wide shutdown. In a memo circulated to employees, the company said that the full health benefits would remain in effect through the rest of the month as the stores would reopen responsibly and when appropriate. Well, I think that's pretty good. I think it's pretty good that they decided to close. And I know they try to go with the education angle and they try to go with the angle of we make masks. But my question last week when we brought this story up originally was, why are they closed on Sundays? Because Sunday is still a considered an essential day.
Duh.
And that's something to think about. So if you're going to be open all the time, not just part of the time. That's the way that I look at it. So let's continue. Italy has reported its first drop in critical coronavirus patients. Cases have dropped from 4,068 on Friday to 3,994 on Saturday. So that's a good thing that the numbers are improving overall. That's one way to look at it. One Wisconsin farmer said that he had to dump 56,000 gallons of milk harvested from thousands of cows. Mark Mueller tells ABC Channel 11 that no one is buying milk and restaurants closing also put a dent in his business. So, oh shit, dude. So no one's buying milk. Now, is the milk thing the fear that the milk's going to go bad? I don't know. What are you thinking? You can hit me up on the chat if you want to talk about it. That's perfectly fine. Are you buying milk? I mean, I'm still buying milk, but I buy milk that's pretty much water because it's fat-free milk, so might as well don't even count it as milk. So what are you doing? Are you purchasing milk? Or are you just saying, hey, it's going to go bad? Are you buying the evaporated milk? That's some other stuff that people like. I've never been a fan.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
By the way, somebody put up almond milk. I'm going to tell you, I've never seen an almond milk before in my life. I mean, if you're into that nut milk thing, that's your thing, not mine. Anyways, alligators are taking the streets in South Carolina. In two incidents reported, the state newspaper, gators are spotted roaming the desert beach. Or let's say the deserted beach, because desert beach just doesn't make any freaking sense. Walking through quiet streets without a human in sight. Among other incidents, coyotes have been photographed prowling through empty streets of San Francisco. Geese were recorded walking around in Las Vegas Boulevard, and packs of hungry rats have swarmed the French quarters in New Orleans. Man, what the hell is going on out there? What is going on? I will tell you, if I was actually roaming the streets and saw some craziness like that, I would probably go kind of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But that's just the way that I deal. Because I'm just not very good when it comes to being outside of the norm. At this point, what exactly is the norm?
Duh.
Anyways, let's continue. Huffington Post surveys reveals that 87% of Americans will maintain a stay-at-home or social distancing guidance through April, even if the government mandates are eased or lifted. Another 79% that they agree to stay-at-home orders were the right call. Entirely up to what you think. I don't know. I'm kind of a shut-in as it is, so this is not much different than my normal life. The only thing is that a lot more people are participating in this now, and when I try to make a phone call to someone, it's a lot easier to get a hold of them. Not always as easy to get a hold of me, not because I'm busy, it's just I'm a jerk and normally just don't answer the phone when somebody calls.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Have you heard about this one? Nadia, the tiger, has coronavirus. The 4-year-old Malayan tiger has been suffering a cough and decreased appetite over the recent days. And a few big cats have been suffering similar symptoms, but have not yet been tested. Zoo officials believe that they were infected by a caretaker who had been infected, but who was also exhibiting no symptoms. So he wasn't even exhibiting anything. So now this is going to get scarier now that you're going to start thinking, oh my God, animals can actually get this shit. So now you're going to be wondering what's going on. So anyways, let's, before we continue down the path further, let's get you to the main story that I want to talk about today.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So I have to tell you, when things were up and normal and you could run around and do some free things and run and do this and do that and have some fun, I was a big proponent of a company that's called Bird. And Bird is kind of a company that has some mobility items, and you can do some scooters, and you can move around and, you know, do some things throughout the city. And take advantage of, you know, having these scooters, you scan it with your app off your phone, and you move forward. Great service. And of course, there's some other ones that are out there, similar to like Lime and Juice Pack and so on. I mean, some different things, you know, some different things that are available to you. Well, these people, I think that, you know, with everything going so digital, they forgot that humans are still humans. And being an asshole to people just doesn't really prevail. So last week, they had to make a job cut for some of the positions that were there. And I understand that these things do occur. And I understand this. Now, they had all of their people that they were letting go show up on a call last week. And this is the format they decided to do this. And I'm going to tell you, this information's available on the web, and so is the phone call. So I'm not grabbing anything that I got illegally. So here you go. Take a listen.
I also want to acknowledge that, like most everything we're experiencing right now, this is a suboptimal way to deliver such a message. We've all watched the COVID-19 pandemic radically and quickly disrupt our way of life in as little as 4 short weeks, with prolonged changes that are yet to be fully known or seen. COVID-19 has also had a massive impact on our business, one that has forced our leadership team and our board of directors to make many extremely difficult and painful decisions. One of those decisions is to eliminate a number of roles at the company. Unfortunately, your role is impacted by this decision, and Friday, April 3rd, will be your last day with Bird. This is very difficult to hear during an already challenging time. Please know that I, along with all of the leadership team at Bird, recognize and are grateful for you. Thank you for helping build Bird and for making it so very, very, very special. When we come out of the other side of this unimaginable storm and begin to scale up, unpause markets, increase fleets, support riders, build products, and more, we hope we can work together again. As a next step, please check your personal email later today for specifics with regard to severance, medical benefits, an extended window to exercise options, and additional resources available to you from Bird. We know you will have a number of questions upon receiving this news and encourage you to reach out to talent-support@bird.co. We will respond to all questions as immediately as possible. Thank you. Be safe and be well.
So. Very inhumane way of letting people go. I was so upset once I took a listen to that and found it online. And of course, as I tell you all the time, I actually dig all over the place to find news stories.
Duh.
But I understand that there is a lot of things going on right now. And I understand that we have become very digital in this world. But for you to have 406 people on a conference call, a Zoom conference call to make it even worse, to let them go in that format, I don't care how good of a company you are. That is a shitty thing to do as an individual, as a human to human. And I understand that there has to be cuts across the board in some places. And I understand that. But man, if I was working for you sons of bitches, and yeah, you heard me correctly there, it's such an inhumane thing on the way that people are being treated. I look at it and I go, is that how you would want someone to treat you? Is this the way that things should be done? And I know there's hard times out there. There's hard times across the board, man. But God, is that really the way to do it? Was there not a better way? Yeah, it's going to be more time consuming talking to 406 people individually. Yeah, your HR department's going to have to put some extra work in. But these are people that have sacrificed shit for you. These are people that actually worked on a day in and day out basis when things were good. You know, those are those workers that do a lot of your shit for you. That's the way you decide to let them go. That's the way you decide that this is what you should do with your time and effort. I mean, I understand, like I already said, that things have to happen. But there's just no way that someone's going to freaking convince me that that was the best way to go about it. It is one of the worst things that I have seen since this shit has started in regards on how they've laid people off. Yes, I understand people are dying as well. I don't want people to start getting all douchey and being like, hey, did you forget about the people dying? No, I didn't forget about that part. But do you know right now how difficult it is for most people to go out and try to get a job? You want to know why? Because you can't go out and get a job. Some places are hiring. Yes, absolutely. But this is the time that you're going to do this in this fashion? I think that there was a better way. There's definitely a better way on how to treat people. That's the way that I look at it. But what do I know? I'm just the guy behind a microphone.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Anyway, sorry about that, but it was very frustrating just reading the news story. Anyways, I want to take a moment real quick and don't know if you heard, but Bill Withers passed away last week. And here is Sammy Hagar playing an homage to him from the song called Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. In this house, ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine.
So Sammy Hagar posted that little clip last week on Friday, and I have to tell you, it's already had over 1 million views of him actually playing there, and it's such a great tribute. I think it's such a beautiful song, by the way, as well. Anyways, let's continue down, giving you some news on what's going on. Anyways, if you are a big lottery player, here we go. No winner for Friday night's Mega Million drawing. Tuesday's night drawing will be for a $127 million jackpot or $103 million cash payout. Hopefully you're able to do something fun with it, because that's important.
Duh.
Anyways, no winner for Saturday's night's Powerball drawing as well. Wednesday night's drawing will be for a $190 million jackpot or a $156 million cash payout. Hey, good times either way. Then, of course, let's go through the weekend box office, because that's what we talked about when we were in the normal mode. So let's go through that. Weekend box office, with theaters across the country closed due to gathering bans, there's no good reporting for movie ticket sales, as it should be. Now, the bad thing is that MovieWeb last night sent out an article saying that the AMC, which is a very big movie theater here in the U.S., they're saying that they're probably not going to recoup. They're not going to make it back. They are claiming that their credit rating went from a B+ to a triple C, meaning that they're not going to be able to recover and pay their debtors. Right now, they're saying that at best, we're probably looking at the end of June if AMC is even to make an attempt to come back. Now, I have to tell you, I go to movie theaters all the time. AMC has been one of my favorite movie theaters to go to, regardless of where I'm actually located. I can always normally tell you that they have some good quality brands and good quality stuff there. But if the theaters close down, and yeah, I know that most retail stuff inside of movie theaters is about 300% markup. But hey, you kind of know that when you're going into the game. But I think that this is going to be one of those industries that changes forever, regardless of what happens. I mean, right now, there's movies that are available that you can purchase at home for for $20. So for $20, I can actually watch a movie at home, opposed to paying $10 to $15 a ticket plus the concessions. I mean, people are learning this. I know right now, if you took a look, Wonder Woman just got pushed back. I think they're saying August the 14th is what they pushed the date back to, because, and it says only in theaters. I don't know if that's going to happen. And I'm not trying to scare people, that's for sure. But I'm just saying, you have to think about it. A lot has changed. And I keep on thinking about this, and the more conversations that I have behind the scenes with people, if you have the opportunity to go and be out in public where you could interact with people currently and you don't have to do the 6 feet distancing, how soon are you going to be willing to do it? I mean, as it was, movie theaters in some areas were scary as is. I mean, take a look at it. I mean, some people were worried about shootings and violence and all that kind of stuff already. So now with this taking place, what are you going to be willing to do? The other thing that took place yesterday, over the weekend, better saying, WrestleMania, WWE, decided to move forward with their grand annual event. It is the Wrestling Super Bowl that takes place. And they did it over 2 days. It's normally a one-day event. They decided to do it over two. There was nobody in the crowd. So even though they were trying to ease some of the WWE's universe off of what was going on, there was no one in the crowd, which still kind of threw people off. And don't get me wrong, yes, it was pre-recorded, no problem there. And I will never say that wrestling is fake. I will say that it's predetermined. It is definitely predetermined, and that's fine. But they tried to do something different to bring it to their fan base. And some people liked it and some people hated it. But I look at it this way. Anything that you can do for the time being as a distraction that will keep you inside is worth its while. I mean, in a good fashion, not anything crazy. And that's the way you have to take a look at it. Because what is there to do? You can't really do much outside at the moment.
Duh.
And I know that, you know, some people are going, well, this is the perfect time to go outside and go run and be healthy. Is the risk worth the reward? That's the other thing.
Duh.
I don't know. You have to take a look at it and go, what's best for your case? Anyways, I don't know if you heard this one. Pink, yes, the singer, revealed over the weekend that she had caught and recovered from a case of coronavirus. She shared her experience on Twitter while writing 2 weeks ago. My 3-year-old son, Jameson, and I were showing symptoms of COVID-19. Fortunately, our primary care physician had access to tests, and I tested positive. My family was already sheltering at home and continued to do so over the last 2 weeks, following the instructions of our doctor. Just a few days ago, we were retested, and we are thankfully negative. The singer also shared that she would be donating $500,000 to the Temple University Hospital Emergency Fund in Philadelphia and another $500,000 to the City of Los Angeles Mayor's Emergency COVID-19 Crisis Fund. So thank goodness that she decided to go ahead and help out with some of that. And I mean, and some celebrities are jumping in and doing it and being able to do certain things. Good to see that she's recovering well or has recovered well. But you have to take a look at it too, is that, you know, thankfully someone with from means like her is able to assist some of the other people that are out there. Anyways, I'm pretty sure if you haven't heard about this already, we're going to have to talk about it. Tiger King is being all over the place. Netflix is going cray-cray with all this information.
Duh.
Tiger King is a very interesting show if you have not taken a look at it on Netflix. And definitely they are not sponsoring the show, but it's definitely interesting if you get a chance to take a watch. Anyways, Tiger King's John Finley has two ideas for who should play him in the eventual biopic. He goes with Channing Tatum or Shia LaBeouf. Well, that's kind of a big between the two. The ex-Tiger King star Joe Exotic told People that he was always had a special place in his heart for Tatum, who did shout out at Finley's cousin who was dying on stage for brain cancer. He also thinks that he is a really good actor. But should Tatum's schedule be full, Finley also told the outlet that LaBeouf would be another great choice because he could just easily grow a beard to resemble him. Meanwhile, Tiger King isn't over yet. Star of the docuseries, Jeff Lowe, revealed that he has been filming with Netflix and another episode will be available next week. So that's going to be something for the diehards that are out there. I've already spoken to some people that already told me they've watched the show twice, which is crazy.
Duh.
But anyways, I guess anything to keep you entertained. But the other thing that I want to reference real quick about the Channing Tatum thing is that Channing Tatum lived or is from Tampa. So that would be kind of interesting, especially thinking the Big Tiger Rescue or Big Cat Rescue is based out of there at Tampa. Anyways, I decided to pull these out today and don't know if this is the right time, but let's talk about it anyways. Let's talk about the days of the year that you can celebrate. California Poppy Day. National Tartan Day. New Beers Eve Day. Might have to celebrate that one at home. Sorry Charlie Day. And Teflon Day.
Duh.
So there's a couple days that you can celebrate for sure if you want to celebrate anything. Just something to think about. Anyways, wanted to bring those up because, hey, I think we need some entertainment and some things to do in our life. Anyways, you have been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. You know who I am. I know who you are. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention it, so let me mention it real quick. We still have our ads contest going on, so if you go to safetyfm.com/contest, our ad contest is still going. We are giving away 10 ads. We will air 2 a day on the show to help support some of the businesses that are out there. So if you do get a chance, go to safetyfm.com/contest and we'll get that rolling for you. Anyways, always thank you for being the best part of Safety FM, and that is the listener. And in this case, you're also the viewer. Anyways, I'm sure we'll be back before no time. It's all said and done.